It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Thursday, June 18th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. The North Dakota Department of Health recorded 4,419 total COVID-19 tests yesterday. Just 42 came back positive, only a 0.9% rate. High testing numbers are sure to stay around for the next couple of days with many free COVID testing events. One taking place today at the fairgrounds in Stutsman County, and then one on Friday taking place in Bismarck at their fairgrounds. As of today, there are just 404 active cases of COVID-19 in the state, 25 people currently hospitalized, and there have been 74 deaths reported. North Dakota Senator Tim Mathern of Fargo says he will propose a bill in the next legislative session that recognizes Juneteenth as a North Dakota holiday. This from the Fargo Forum. North Dakota is just one of three states that does not publicly acknowledge Juneteenth. However, Governor Burgum announced in a tweet that Friday, June 19th is, quote, Juneteenth Celebration Day. We encourage North Dakotans to observe and learn more about this day commemorating the end of slavery, close quote. According to Agriculture Economic Insights, exports to China are lagging. Economist David Widmer says before the trade war, soybean exports accounted for 51% of all U.S. ag exports to China. However, soybeans have mostly stalled as 2020 sales reached $1.2 billion through April. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.